Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Everything is proceeding as the bankers stated years ago how their plan would unfold. Everything is proceeding as they have engineered it. The total collapse of Western civilization and the real economy to the banking cartel. Last week it was $150 billion plus dollars for Greece. Then over the weekend, it was $600 billion for Greece and the banks. And now it's $1 trillion today, and will it be $2 trillion tomorrow? Probably. See, once they hold the economy hostage, they will implode it in looting after looting. And they're now passing the laws in Greece. They're passing the laws in European nations to take large portions of people's 401ks and pension funds. Austerity. Wrecking the real economy, destroying the middle class, just has been done by the same people in Eastern Europe, in Latin America, in Africa, and poorer areas of Asia. Always the same system. Always the same operation. We have two extremely informative guests, a former stock trader, inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange system, a person who has predicted what's happening years ago with total precision. Max Kaiser will be joining us in the second hour from Paris. And then former city council member, businessman, degreed economist, someone who predicted this all more than 10 years ago. That's who we have on. Understand, that's not bragging. It's like telling somebody, don't play with that gun. Don't load it and put it to your head and pull the trigger. Then you load it, put it to your head and pull the trigger, and it blows your head off. You say, see, I told you so. When we point out that these guests that we have on have accurately gauged exactly what's happening, it's so people pay attention in the future. I wish we were wrong. I wish the globalists weren't doing this. Believe me, I'm freaked out. I mean, it's one thing to know they're planning it. It's another thing to see it unfold exactly as we knew it would. And we can tell you what's coming in phase three of this. This is phase two right now. Phase three, carbon taxes, VAT taxes, federal property taxes, on top of the new FEMA taxes that are a federal property tax by stealth on 40% of the population that lives in these new flood zones. It is all just unbelievable. We are under bombardment, financial, military attack, and we have the new Supreme Court nominee who is hardcore anti-gun, fully funded by Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Larry Summers. She is an acolyte of Cash Sunstein who believes in a total end to the First Amendment and free speech and liberty, and who wants the arrest of anyone that criticizes anthropogenic or man-made global warming. It is all happening. They are moving on every front with a blitzkrieg of oppression, a blitzkrieg of looting, a blitzkrieg of tyranny and despotism, a blitzkrieg of galactic-level larceny and corruption. World government is openly being announced. It is openly taking over the planet and rendering us down to abject poor slaves. You will see the effect of this, and there will be more, quote, bailouts, that is, mass wealth transfers, as they wreck the economy scientifically, massive tax increases meant to further stall the economy. They've got us on our knees, and they are coming in with daggers and knives and hatchets, stabbing the innards of liberty as the lifeblood of the economy globally pours out into the mouth of these dragons. I'm Alex Jones. We're going to cover it all on the other side. Stay with us.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, we're here live 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Desperately trying to wake up the American people and the people of the planet. Desperately posting government documents, IMF, World Bank documents, globalist statements, bragging and laughing about the world government they're setting up. Trying to get people to get as focused on finance and the banking cartels and the military-industrial complex. Just trying to get people as focused on that as they are on going to the topless bars or watching their favorite football or soccer game. Because if we continue to allow them to have these successes that they're having now in taking over society, always in the name of stopping a crisis, which they always created, the sky's the limit. The last month, we've seen the head of the World Bank, the head of the IMF, the head of the Federal Reserve, the different banking heads of the G20 say austerity is here and we're going to destroy the economy to save the environment. It's good that we're in a depression. That's lowering our carbon footprints. And all the big central banks financing the fake environmental movement that is meant to further shut down any free market industrial capacity on Main Street in your town, in your city, in your county, in your state. This is financial economic conquest backed up by the paramilitary forces. The globalists staged the economic crises on record. We have all their emails, all their documents. It's not even hidden that they premeditatedly did this. Goldman Sachs leading the wolf pack. We, on record, know that the governments have staged many terror attacks as their pretext to bring in the physical force and to train us to live in a high-tech police state. I mean, I see articles every day, one out of Texas, where they said, well, the federal government has ordered us to not allow children to have any sweets in their lunchbox. Instead of just taking the Coke machines out that the schools put in to make money and making the school lunches more healthy, they go to the extreme of saying, no, we're going to inspect your lunch boxes, and if a 7-year-old little girl is caught with one apple Jolly Rancher, she is expelled for 1 week. And the school's saying she's lucky. This is zero tolerance. Next time, the police may be called in. But if she was eating a handful of Ritalin or Prozac, now, that would have been a different story. And that's just the backdrop. Public schools watching the kids in one school district 56,000 times in 1 year. We have the school emails where they're saying, oh, it's so much fun to watch them at home. This is better than a soap opera. Oh, I love recording it. Oh, I love watching them in their bedrooms. Oh, my goodness. And they just throw it in your face and nothing's done. Nobody gets in trouble. And you have all the heads of the big private banks come out and say, the good times are over for good. You're going to have it worse than your parents had it, and your children are going to have it a hell of a lot worse than you had it, but you're not going to have to wait for your kids who are 10 years old to grow up and be poor. You're going to be poor right now. Right now. We're going to take your pension funds. Private and public. We're going to take it and let corporations create side companies, different divisions, and then shut down the old division and move it over and take your pension fund and fire you or make you train your replacements. We're going to expand NAFTA and GATT. We're going to bust the borders wide open. It's open season on anybody who tries to be self-sufficient and who wants to be able to live the American dream or the dream of being a free person. It's here. Just overnight. Imagine all the discussions and all the debates and all of the prodding and fear-mongering and the former Goldman Sachs head, who was the Treasury head at the time, with his counterpart, the head of the New York Fed. You had Henry Paulson and Timmy Geithner and Ben Bernanke, all Goldman Sachs pirates. And they went before Congress and they said, there will be blood in the streets, total depression, collapse of society, unless you give us this blank check for what is now well above $30 trillion. Another $20 trillion stolen from other nations, paid into the banks. And then suddenly overnight, oh, there's secret meetings going on with the private bank heads in the G20 last week. It's $150 billion. It's $635 billion. It's a trillion. No, wait, it's more than a trillion. And before they would put out lies like, oh, it's a $886 billion bailout. No, it was in the tens of trillions. So now they're telling you it's a trillion. I mean, will it be $100 trillion? And again, this is more money than exists in the entire planet to begin with. You know, real assets. You can't buy real things with all this money. It's only used as a weapon to bring us into complete bondage. And they tell us, oh, we're doing this to save the Eurozone. The European countries have to give these trillions of dollars to private banks, and we can't tell you where it's going. Oh, no, that's all secret. Or the euro will fall. And I had what BBC reporter Greg Palast on just last week. He talked about some of the founding members of the euro by name bragging to him that it was designed to take over European nations, get them into fraudulent derivatives debt. Oh, they planned this 50 years ago. Oh, sure, they were getting money and power and control and robbing people all the way along. But now this is the big sweep. This is the all-in, the total commitment. And now they've ordered socialized Europe for workers to, they socialize risk, privatize profit. Remember that. It's not socialism for the elite. It's only for us. And they force you to invest in government health care and in government-controlled pension funds and 401ks. You pay for it. In Greece, they take around half of your paycheck for your pension fund. And then now that you retire and you say, I want my money, they say, oh, no, you're greedy Greeks. You caused this, not Goldman Sachs running your country as your finance minister and your president, a public British agent. And they sell it to the world. This is all happening because of Greece. You've got to lose your pension funds in Europe because of the Greek workers. They did it. It's all their fault. And then now they tell us it's actually for the big banks. The governments have to pay them this money. The government's invested in derivatives. We have to do it, but we're not going to tell you exactly where the money's going. Just like here in the United States, they won't say where it went. And remember, this is a replay of a year and a half ago. Getting closer to 2 years ago. This is an absolute replay of what we saw happen in October and November of 2008. They told us it's the fault of the scumbag Americans why millions of these lazy people, they went out and they lied on their forms to get credit. And they're the ones that are causing the financial meltdown. No, because day one when they got the money, they said it's not going to the housing mortgages, to the housing derivatives. It's going somewhere else. We're not going to tell you. But that's the cover story. It's the American homeowners who were told to go out and take these loans, that it's the American dream, that all of you deserve this, that you've got to own a home. You've got to do it. This is command organized destruction. And we'll talk about it next hour with Max Keiser, where it goes from here. The absolute total rendering down, the total destruction of our economy and the entire nation slipping fully. Into financial bondage. And now we've got Justice Kagan I read this NewJersey.com mainstream news article, and I can't even believe I'm reading the fact that now they don't even hide this. They just throw it in our face. They don't even care. Justice Kagan and President Larry Summers. And then the article admits that Kagan is a money advisor to Goldman Sachs Global Investment House. Meanwhile, she made Cass Sunstein, who is now an advisor to Obama, a full professor at Harvard. He has suggested the concept of marriage be discontinued. He's also argued that dogs and cats should have standing to sue in court. But that's just so the government can represent the dogs and cats and have a plaintiff to go after you. He also proposes an absolute ban on free speech, the end of freedom on the Internet, the arrest of anyone who doesn't believe in anthropogenic global warming or that 9/11 could be an inside job. I mean, this is a crew of revolutionary crooks. And now they're getting mad at CBS News. This is out of the Washington Post. White House complains about CBS News blog post saying the Supreme Court nominee is gay. Well, I mean, just be out in the open with it. If it's not a political issue, well, you're not supposed to talk about it? Whatever. She's reportedly gay. What she is a big, fat, ugly tyrant who wants to run our lives. You're not getting my guns, you pile of pus, you Cass Sunstein piece of trash.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver supply formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. Researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Good day, Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is May 10th, 2010. Gold opened at $11.9610 this morning. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.2818, $6.1409 for a half ounce, and $3.0705 for a quarter ounce. That's $12.2818, $6.1409, and $3.0705.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
These aren't just words. When I get up here and say we're going into bondage, you're going to have to pay for these trillions and trillions of dollars being stolen by the banks. They're only intensifying their derivative sales to governments. They're raising taxes in every city, county, state, every nation. They are just robbing everyone, and at Davos and in the Washington Post and everywhere, just bragging about how you didn't need the good life anyways. Everything goes to us. We're going to decide if you can have a business. We're training your kids to spy on you. We're training the Boy Scouts to take on vets and confiscate your guns. Ha ha! We're training everybody in the public schools that America's bad and the Southwest belongs to Mexico. We're training everybody for communism. I mean, you just can't even make this stuff up. In the last hour today, I'm going to get back into Robert Rodriguez's new film, Machete, and why I'm so concerned about it and why we posted that video with the headline, New Film Machete Evokes Race War. Because I understand the nomenclature and the culture of the La Reconquista Invasora invasion psychology, where the media and the government and finances and funds, comedians and actors and producers who will promote racial division and race war. And, of course, yesterday I played the video and audio of a teacher at UCLA up there with their students saying, we're going to get the white people, this is a communist revolution, Che Guevara, Fidel Castro, and everybody cheering, calling for basically the plan of San Diego. I mean, just the most vitriolic calls for sedition. I mean, look at Hatari. A federal judge has ordered them released. They didn't say 1/100th of what is common with UT professors right here in Austin and UT Dallas, just where I live. It's whites are scum, we're going to get you. And then Hispanic Americans that don't want to be part of this, we opened the phones up yesterday, every Hispanic caller, it was only for Hispanic callers, disagreed with what was happening and said that they were intimidated and called basically Uncle Toms or Porchos. In slang in the U.S., you know, that means Uncle Tom, and intimidated and attacked. And we had Hispanics calling in saying, you know, we're patriots, we're anti-New World Order, but my daughter is now a communist and, you know, basically has fallen to La Raza and Mecha. It's just so horrible. And that's the banker's plan. That's one of their little aces in the hole to push for all of this tyranny. It's just overwhelming. This country is being ruined. I mean, it's already financially destroyed, and they're just piling it on. Why not? I mean, if you steal $30 trillion, why not steal a few trillion more? But with this European situation, it's just unspeakable. I mean, look at these headlines. EU creates $1 trillion package to save euro. And because it's dictatorial, no vote needed. They just did it. It goes from $150 billion overnight to $1 trillion. The European Union put up a staggering $1 trillion Monday, and the banks get to leverage that out as derivatives again, to contain its spreading government debt crisis. Oh, it has a spreading government debt crisis, so you add more debt, which the private banks get, and keep it from tearing the euro currency apart and derailing the global economic recovery. See, I thought the last big bailouts were going to save us. No, they're designed to wreck us, and this will only put the cherry on top. And now they're just going to steal trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions more. And I've got a stack of news here saying, we're going to get your pension funds. If you want to keep any of your pension fund, you've got to give us half. And then a year later, you've got to give us half of that half. Well, do you want anything? Well, then you better give it to us. How do you even run a business? How do you even keep your money in the bank as capital to fund your business when they could take that any day or shut the banks down and devalue it? And all the smart money is on that. Bob Chapman, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, countless others. I mean, this is a designed global depression. Do you know what that means? It doesn't just mean a 3-4 year recession. It doesn't just mean having a pay cut. It doesn't just mean losing your job. It means total collapse. Poor people living all over the streets. Government running our lives. The government launching new wars. It's just completely evil. It's here. It's happening. I'm going to open the phones up. I want your specific take on what's happening with the banking takeover and any ideas you've got to avert this. We've got to abolish the Federal Reserve. We've got to bring these bankers to justice. We've got to stop this now. They're not going to stop. They're going for broke. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Headline that says it all out of NBC Los Angeles. Watch your step. LA will consider repealing a 74 ordinance that made the city responsible for sidewalk repairs. Well, yeah, that was one of the big scams in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. It's now expanded out to small towns. They will jack up huge taxes on you, saying that they're going to repair and build and expand sidewalks. But now they're going to keep all the taxes they have for sidewalks, but they're not going to fix them. And all over the country, every day I see articles where they'll lay off half or more of the police department or sheriff's deputies, and then they announce, but the people we've got will mainly respond to forms of revenue generation. The cops we've got, you know, in one case I saw in a county in Ohio, they said, well, we had, you know, 114 deputies. Now we're going to have 42 deputies. And of those deputies, only three will be on patrol a day, one person per shift in the county. Of the other 41 deputies, they will all basically run the jail and engage in fines and fees. So government will now start shrinking in actual services, but expanding in size and in taxes, because almost everything will go to interest on debt to banks. I don't even know what to say at this point. We have seen the biggest bailout ever, and that itself is a lie. This is not a bailout. They won't say where the trillions of dollars have gone. If it was $150 billion last week, it's a trillion today. The sky is the limit. Why do you think the G20 has been meeting in secret? What do you think they've been setting up? Well, they've all written policy reports in years past talking about how they would set up a world government, how they would sell derivatives to all levels of government and individuals. Then they would hold you hostage to it, saying, give us trillions of dollars or there'll be a total global depression, when we're already in a global depression and they're just expanding their control. And then I've got stacks of news like this. Houston Police Department. This is out of KHOU-TV. Man killed in his home invasion after suspect poses as census worker. Tortured him and killed him. Here's another one, WHAS-TV. Volunteer census worker charged with burglary and rape in Indiana. This happens every time they have a census, just raping, killing. Every criminal you can imagine wants a plastic badge, wants to boss people around. A volunteer census worker who made his rounds earlier this week is now accused of returning to a physically handicapped woman's home this weekend and beating her and raping her. What do you think government does? That's why government wants you bankrupt, wants you disarmed. They want you handicapped. It's basically, here's the analogy, here's the parable. The globalists are a clan of 40-foot pythons or anacondas. Choose your snake. And they kill by asphyxiation, by strangling you. And they come up in the night while you're sleeping in the bushes, and they curl around you lovingly and quietly, and then they squeeze you to death. And I've read that a lot of prize snakes that like to eat nutria or big rats, that they will defang and declaw the rats before they feed them to the big snakes. And that's what we are. We're all in giant cages. The whole world's been defanged and declawed, except for the United States, and we've been psychologically defanged and declawed. And we're just thrown into the mouths of the snakes all day long, big, fat, giant snakes crapping all over us. And the public is just mesmerized by entertainment and sports and garbage and knows that their life is getting worse, but they can still get a six-pack of beer. They can still pull into Whataburger. They can still pull into McDonald's. They can still pull into Wendy's. They can still pull into Burger King. They can still, you know, if they save their money, get an iPad or an iPhone and sit there and watch porn all day. And they're under mind control. The public is under mind control. And all over the country, they're arresting elementary school students if their mother sends a plastic knife to spread their butter on a roll. Or you're kicked out of school if you're caught with one Jolly Rancher in your lunchbox because the federal government said so with the Department of Education in Texas. The federal government deciding what's in lunchboxes. And they're just everywhere, just totally brainwashing everyone, surveilling everybody. In every European nation and in the United States, the sperm counts are down by over 80%. Most women are infertile and can't have kids. We're under chemical warfare attack. And the average person tuning in is laughing, saying, listen to Alex the fearmonger. You won't go look at the textbooks. You won't go read the documents. You won't find out every major vaccine's got weaponized cancer viruses in it that go into your DNA with their RNA. And are hormone triggered in most cases, or they're binary, they're triggered by another chemical put in the water. This is all confirmed. So that when you hit 55 on average and your hormone level drops, it triggers and you get cancer. I mean, these slime balls are murdering us something fierce. And I got to sit here and watch this happen. I'm so tired of it. I don't know how I deal with the stress. Today I'm so overwhelmed. This only happens every once in a while where I actually get dizzy. I'm actually dizzy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm that mentally exhausted. I don't even want to talk about this anymore. It's so outrageous. It's total dehumanization. There's no debating it. It's out in the open. But by increments, they train us to accept evil. They train us to accept corruption. They train us to accept oppression. Until we're the frog in the pot. Any Cajun can tell you this. You throw a bullfrog into a boiling hot pan of water. You even throw its legs in after you've chopped them off. They'll twitch for 2 hours. But you take a bullfrog's legs you've chopped off, you throw it in a pan of water, put some seasoning in there, and it's cold water, and you put it on simmer, those legs won't twitch. But you throw severed legs of a bullfrog into boiling water, they'll twitch, they'll jump, they'll be all over the place, those nerves fighting back. And that's all that's happened. It's the frog in the pot. And man, I tell you, this country's rolled over on its back. It's dead in the pan. And the bankers and the criminals are just celebrating. They love coming out in the Washington Post and CNN and saying, it's good the economy's down. This saves the earth and our carbon footprint. The good times are over for you. I'll never forget, it was in 2000. I'd caught bribery down at the Capitol. It was in the news off and on for a couple of weeks. And then there was the Violence Policy Center director in the paper in an interview saying, we don't care if the majority of Americans are against our gun control. We have your children in the public schools. We have them, and we're going to get your guns within the next generation. Well, that's 10 years ago. Those kids that were 5, 6 years old are about to get out of school, and they're coming. And they got uniforms, and they got weapons. And they've taken our young people to the universities and intimidated them and told them to be communist, and they're not in with the in crowd, and they aren't, and it's all funded by the banks. And you're going to find out about communism, folks. You're now going to find out what it's like. And the Republicans are not going to save you when they get in office unless you run yourself and you keep their feet to the fire. The good news is, three-term senator, pulled out of Utah, just lost in the primary. He was crying after. I was reading reports out of Maine where Ron Paul-type patriots have taken over. The question is, in the legislature of the Republican Party, the question is, will they get bought off, though? It's not enough that patriots take power in cities and towns and counties. You've got to be ready to say no to millions of dollars. And let me tell you, I haven't seen many people who will say no. I have said no. Because I understand the full picture. The only way you can keep people from selling out is for them to really know the score. Sell out? I mean, number one, I would never do that. That's not in me. I believe in honor. I'm committed to my cause. I'm not a piece of trash. But more than that, shell out to people that are putting poison in the water and in the medicine? What, shell out to a 18-wheeler? I mean, would you take $1 million to go stand out in front of a 18-wheeler doing 100 miles an hour that will run you over? Absolutely not. Would you take $1 billion to slit your own throat? Would you take $1 trillion to jump off a 5,000-foot cliff without a parachute? No, you wouldn't. Would you take $1 billion to have your eyes cut out? No. I mean, it's common sense. These people don't give quarter. They're not going to back off. They're not going to stop. They're pure evil. Don't you understand that? There's no dealing with these people. There's no half measures. They're not going to give us half measures. They've committed 1 billion crimes. Why not commit 1 billion more? I was doing the math. Government killed over 250 million people in the last century. That's a conservative number, 250. I don't even know what to say anymore. Why does this have to happen? Why? I mean, can I sit here and read statistics and numbers and big stacks of news with government corruption at every level? Just absolutely out of control? I know the crime rate's exploded. The media won't really tell you that. I feel like I ought to just be home guarding my family. Every instinct I've got is to sell everything I own and just hightail it to some cabin in the woods and just watch society collapse. But see, that won't work. They will jack up the taxes even on some little piece of property, and I'll have to deal with the government inspectors and the control freaks. They're not going to let me go hide out. They're not going to let me run away. You can't run from this, folks. You can't run. You just got to stand up on your hind legs and fight it. And I just want to knock the teeth out of all of these smiley-faced, self-centered, arrogant, know-it-all, moron yuppies. I don't care what color you are. I have just had it with you. You should all be in the streets. The city council should have 100,000 people at it every week in Austin where I live. Yeah, one-tenth of the city at least should be down there every time saying you're not going to get billions. They were saying today they want tens of billions for the train system in Austin. Billions and billions for new carbon taxes. I mean, they're just a bunch of crooks. Just robbing everyone. What? I mean, what? Look, you do deserve what you get. I understand you're under mind control. You were boiled slowly. But it doesn't matter. If you're listening to this show and you've been warned, I don't know what your malfunction is. I don't know what your problem is. I mean, I've got articles here. Look at this Daily Mail newspaper article. The infertility time bomb. Are men facing rapid extinction? And they just report their own scourges that they're carrying out against us. Like, gee, we wonder why this is happening. And it talks about how masses of men are infertile, and it says scientists warn it can only get worse. Well, of course it's only going to get worse. Of course it's only going to get worse. I mean, look at this. Jolly Rancher lands Brazos ISD third grader in detention for a week. And it says the federal government has ordered them no candy in the lunchboxes. Prisoners get candy in medium security prisons. This is all this is prison preparation. But still, you let them raise your property taxes. Still, you send them to the school. Still, you have them turn your kids against you. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls, and Max Kaiser's coming up. And I got to watch people like Robert Rodriguez, who thinks he's being a rebel, putting out a slasher film where white people are basically subhumans that have to be macheted to death like something out of Rwanda. I could see their whole plan. I know their whole plan. I have all their documents. I mean, it's all public. I have to put up with this. Why? I never thought of myself as special or good or upright or as some type of, you know, special good person. Where are the good people? Where are the good men? Where are the people that can see what's going on? What's wrong with you people? What's your problem? What is your problem? They're saving us from a financial collapse. They're engineering the stinking thing. Cindy in Missouri, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, I just heard from my son-in-law in London, and he was saying that Gordon Brown just resigned, and I just wondered what that has to do with the economy. I wonder where this is going to go.
Hey, guys, go to BBC for me and pull up. Oh, you already handed me the article. Where is it? I can't even keep track of this anymore. They're just running in with big stacks. It doesn't matter. The other two guys are total globalists. They just know that there's anger in England, and so they want to give people a political change. And so that's what they're doing here. Let me just go to BBC. I'll just do it right now. Let me see. BBC News. There we go. And Gordon Brown. I'll be able to give you this info. Yep. Brown to quit as Labour leader. Gordon Brown says he is to step down as leader of the Labour Party and has asked the search for a successor to be started. And so we'll go over that. Live coverage, Brown quits. And he may even try to have Labour pick a new person and then Labour still stay in power because it's a three-way hung election, which I don't believe for 10 seconds. Meanwhile, the British Independence Party that keeps gaining seats and within a few years could end up taking over, you know, their leader crashes in a plane and luckily barely lives. So anything else you want to ask, ma'am? She dropped off. Okay. Let's go to Melvin in New York. Melvin, you're on the air.
Mr. Jones, this is a great honor right now. I just want to thank you for everything you're doing exposing the machete movie, man, because out here in New York, I'm the first American in my family, and I see what's going on, and, you know, I'm real grateful for your show. And I just want to say, our history is being destroyed as Hispanics. Our struggle against collectivism, our struggle against people like Fidel Castro and all of that, that's being trivialized. It's being made into a good thing. Like, I remember all through our school, everything is Che Guevara the hero. That's the cool thing, and rappers worshiping Che Guevara. And even
hey, well, stay there. Stay there, Melvin. I want to come back and give you some time to talk about this. And in the whole last hour, we're going to open the phones up for Hispanics specifically to call in and, you know, discuss how they're trying to divide everybody in this country. I mean, Che Guevara, give me a break, folks. He was just nothing but an Argentine Hitler. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Look, I'm going to boil it down very simply. If a nation has a middle class that is at least as large as 20% of the population, in every case, they're going to have the right to own guns, the entire population. There's going to be private property. The United States had what you could call a middle class that was at least 45% of the population, biggest in the world by the 1950s. It's gone, folks. If you really look at it, it's about 25% now. Within a year, it'll be 20%. And that's at current implosion rates. It may be 10% in a year. And the ultra-rich always wage war against a middle class that's free and independent. And so, of course, you had blacks and others taken into the Caribbean as slaves to grow sugar cane to produce rum. Of course, you had the native tribes enslaved and made to work as colonial slaves. And then the big British banks said, look, Spain has fallen. We've beaten them in 500 years of war. Plus, we've teamed up with the Dutch. We've beaten the French. They've all pulled out. We're going to come in and tell these poor people that if they go rob the guy that owns a few hundred acres and actually owns a factory, that they're going to get what he has. And we'll put communism in. And that's all this is. And that's why, I mean, come on, let's be smart here. Why at every college and every public school, I mean, I was taught by white teachers that white people were bad and communism was good and that Texas belonged to Mexico. This is taught so that they can ensure the fall of America. This is taught to ensure we're killing each other, and then the government will play the part of the referee. And I am just begging for God to rise up, to raise up Hispanic leaders who will stand up against the New World Order that I can support. Where are they? They don't exist because the government and the media have made sure they don't exist. They're out there. They've just never been able to get their head up above everybody else. We have got to take Latin America over for freedom. It could just be a jewel. Can you imagine triple the resources Mexico has in the U.S. if they'd have had a George Washington down there, if they'd have had some basic freedom, the type of wealth that'd be pouring out of there? Can you imagine it? No. No. I'm sorry. I just can't handle it anymore. I just can't handle it. And Robert Rodriguez makes me so sick. And I'm sure he doesn't know what he's doing. But look at how this is all timed for Arizona-type race war stuff, but based in Texas. He's been making this for 2 years. It's time to come out right in the middle of this. See, Hollywood wouldn't give him the funding until 2 years ago. It's not that he's an agent. It's that the globalists know how to wait and use people. I'm sorry, Melvin, make your point about Hispanics fighting against collectivism. I mean, you look at Latin America, people have been slaves down there for 500 years of collectivism. It's just a new form of it.
Well, Alex, I want to really thank you, brother, because you talk about stuff that it's not out here in New York. There isn't one voice. But let me just say that, like I was saying, we're being robbed of our history. We're taught Che Guevara as a hero. All of our people we look up to all in hip hop, blacks and Hispanics, are told, you know, you're all gangsters. You're going to have an AKA. My name is so-and-so, AKA Al Capone, Fidel Castro, Che Guevara, Mussolini. These are all, this is interwoven in the culture. It's in the music, just like they did with Satanism and rock and roll instead of being something liberating. But just sticking with the Che Guevara thing, what they never taught us about, for example, the Dominican Republic, which is a representative republic. There we go. So anyway, we freed ourselves from the Spanish and the Haitians, no, excuse me, from the Spanish and the French that conquered Haiti and Dominican Republic, the island of Hispaniola. They don't teach us about Juan Pablo Duarte, a great libertarian nationalist hero of the Dominican Republic. It's freedom that's supposed to be our culture, not communism. And this is what we're taught in school. I'm in New York City. I went to community college. If you are a liberal and people laugh with you and it's okay in class and the teacher praises you, and if you're conservative fiscally or socially, you're made fun of, you're singled out, you're the class.
Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.